On the subject of fighting in the cause of Allah, let us begin by reading some verses from the Quran. Allah the Exalted says, "And fight against the unbelievers altogether as they fight against you altogether. Know that Allah is with the righteous." Chapter 9, verse 36. Fighting is obligatory for you, though it is hateful to you. But you may hate a thing, although it is good for you, and you may love a thing, although it is evil for you. Allah knows, and you do not. Chapter 2, verse 216. Whether lightly or heavily, march on and fight for the way of Allah, with your wealth and your persons. This will be best for you, if you but knew. Chapter 9, verse 41. Allah has purchased from the believers their selves and possessions, and for them is paradise. They fight in the way of Allah, slay and are slain. That is abiding promise upon Allah, in the Torah, Gospel and Quran. And who is there more truthfully fulfills his covenant than Allah? Therefore, rejoice in the bargain you have with him. This is a mighty winning. Chapter 9, verse 111. Believers who stay behind having no injury are not equal to those who fight in the way of Allah with their wealth and their souls. Allah has preferred those who fight with their wealth and their souls a degree above those who stay behind, because of sickness, yet to each Allah has promised the most excellent, paradise, Allah has preferred those who fought over those who stayed behind with a great wage. Ranks from him, forgiveness and mercy. Allah is the forgiver, the most merciful. Chapter 4, verses 95 to 96. Believers, shall I direct you to a commerce that will save you from a painful punishment? You shall believe in Allah and his messenger and struggle for his way with your possessions and yourselves. That is better for you, if you but knew. He will forgive you your sins and admit you to gardens underneath which rivers flow, and to fine dwelling places in the Garden of Eden. That is a mighty triumph. And other things that you love, victory from Allah and an opening that is near. O Prophet Muhammad, give glad tidings to the believers. Chapter 61, verses 10 through 13.